And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
39-year-old Kapirim Ponshiman handed 5 years a jail sentence for stealing from his employer. LCC completes construction of 3 health facilities under 2024 CDF. In Africa News, ICC opens a hearings against Ugandan fugitive warlord Joseph Kony. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. The Kapirim Ponshi Magistrate Court has jailed a 39-year-old man to 5 years imprisonment for stealing from his employer. Innocent Piri of Riverside area, a caretaker, has been found guilty for theft contrary to the laws of Zambia. Particulars of the offence are that on August 25, 2025, Mr. Piri did steal 187 pairs of 52 women's shoes and 52 men's shoes, valued at 37,850 kwacha, property of Juliet Chilolomi. Mr. Piri committed the said crime in Kapirim Ponshi district of Central Province. Meanwhile, about 4,000 kwacha is said to have been recovered after the now convict was apprehended. In mitigation, Mr. Piri asked for forgiveness, stating that he did not know what was in his head when he committed the crime. And when passing judgment, Kapirim Ponshi resident magistrate Mutete Chizawu sounded the alarm of rising theft cases in the district and indicated that there is need for the courts to mete out much more stiffer punishment to deter other potential lawbreakers. Resident magistrate Chizawu took into account that Mr. Piri is a first offender, but nevertheless has slapped him with a sentence of 5 years imprisonment with hard labor. The Lusaka City Council LCC has completed the construction of 3 health facilities and having 3 more nearing completion under the 2024 Constituency Development Fund CDF. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says these projects are formed part of a total of 11 health-related projects approved for the year, demonstrating the council's commitment to improving healthcare services in Lusaka. She says with a total investment of 6.6 million kwacha in 2024 CDF projects, the council has prioritized our healthcare development, including the installation of solar power system in selected government health institutions.
These projects form part of a total of 11 health-related projects approved for the year, demonstrating the council's commitment to improving healthcare services in Lusaka. The completed projects showcase the council's dedication to delivering quality infrastructure and services, with a total of investment of about 6 million kwacha in 2024 CDF projects. The council has prioritized healthcare development, including the installation of solar power systems in selected government health institutions. The local authorities' efforts in healthcare development are part of its broader commitment to delivering quality services and infrastructure that aligned with the aspirations of Lusaka residents.
Mufulira District Commissioner Evaristo Chilumba has called on investors and contractors in the district to prioritize hiring local residents. Mr. Chilumba emphasized that local hiring is key to sustainable economic growth, as it ensures wealth generated from projects benefits the community directly. He stated that Mufulira has skilled personnel ready to contribute to development projects and believes that tapping into this would meet the workforce needs while boosting the local economy and reducing unemployment.
Whoever comes into Mufulira, there's any investor that comes into Mufulira, we're emphasizing that the workforce should come from Mufulira. As you are aware that we have all sorts, we have all the trades, all the skills in Mufulira, we have teachers or engineers and so on. So we wouldn't love to see a contractor coming with his or own workers. Our emphasis is that we have our own youth.
Government has assured officers who are deployed during the mobile issuance of national registration of cards, NRCs, that they will soon be paid their outstanding allowances. The countrywide mobile issuance of NRCs that was flagged off in April this year came to an end on 10th July 2025. Speaking to Common Radio News in an interview, Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka explained that the delay has been caused by the creation of accounts for other team members who are not under the ministry's payment system. Mr. Kalaluka indicated that government has since addressed this issue that caused some delays to pay officers in the first phase of the project. He has further disclosed that no one has been paid any allowances under phase two and has assured that government will start clearing the allowances in the next few days. Mr. Kalaluka was reacting to complaints from some officers over delayed payments of their allowances during the national mobile issuance of NRCs.
Second phase of the mobile registration, the first one ever countrywide, who has been paid. This is because we informed the nation hitherto that we had to create accounts for those of our teams who are not under the Ministry of Home Affairs IPMIS system at the Ministry of Finance. So the creation of these accounts for those not under the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security accounts under IPMIS at the Ministry of Finance caused a little some delays in some cases to offset 100% payment for the first phase. This is still an ongoing process, and for that, the payments for the second phase will only commence the next few days, because now we have made sure that the sticking points or the bottlenecks that we experience on the IPMI system for those not under the Ministry of Home Affairs and Security have been extensively addressed.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via mobile, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial *117# or *115# to buy a bundle. Terms and conditions apply. MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rate.